弟兄姐妹 弟兄姐妹平安。今天晚上的经文取自诗篇三十一篇。The passage for tonight is taken from Psalms 31, verse 1 to 8. I'll be reading in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame.Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit.Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love. For you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. And you have not given me into the hands of the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. Now in this year,Our story of Jesus from Christmas all the way to this Sunday, Easter, is all based on the Gospel of Luke.
那今年我们从圣诞节到复活节，有关耶稣的故事都是取自路加福音。
And so tonight's message will also be linked to Luke.
那今晚的讲道呢，也和路加福音有关。
And according to Luke, when Jesus died on the cross,His last words were, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
那根据路加福音，当耶稣死在十字架上的时候呢，他的遗言是，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Now that line is a quote from Psalms 31.
那这句话呢，也出现在诗篇第三十一篇。
And so that is what we have prepared for our passage tonight.
那也就是我们今晚的经文。
Immediately, if you have just heard from the verses in Psalm 31 just now, you might ask, hey, isn't that David's prayer for help?
那当你在听这个诗篇第三十一章的时候，你可能会问，那不是就是大卫求救的这个祷告吗？
And so it might be quite hard for us to imagine this.
那我们就很难以想象。
Is Jesus crying for help on the cross?
耶稣在十字架上是在求救吗？
And if Jesus is not crying for help, then what could it mean?
那如果他不是在求救，那他的意思是什么呢？
My sermon tonight will be about the meaning and the implications of Jesus' last words on the cross.
那我今晚的讲道呢，就是有关耶稣他在十字架上这个遗言他的意思。
Now first thing first, the first thing that we must realize is thatThroughout the story so far, we see Jesus has come to fulfill the mission of God.
那我要说的第一件事就是，耶稣的到来是为了完成这个主的使命。
That he has been following God's words.
那他是按照主的话。
And he has been doing God's work.
他也是在做这个主的事工。
And so he knew the will of God.
那他知道这个主的意愿。
And that is why he came, so that he can bring the people back to God.
因此他就到来，要将人带回到主身边。
Now actually this mission of God, this work of God, these words of God, actually all this is for every one of us.
那其实这主的使命，他的话语呢，都是给每个人的。
However, the challenge is always, how do we live this to the fullest?
那挑战就在于如何将它充分的活现。
Do you seek and save the lost? That's the words of God.
你是否寻找并搭救这些迷失的呢？
Do you bring people who are marginalized back into the banquet of God to receive His grace?
那你是否有将被排斥的带到主的面前来接受他的恩典呢？
In Jesus' time, there were many who were just comfortable where they are.
那在耶稣的时候呢，有许多人都安于现状。
They were unconcerned about all those who they just, you know, they just disregard them as just mere sinners.
那他们都毫不关心那些他们视为罪人的。
But Jesus totally fulfilled the mission of God to live it to the fullest.
可是耶稣他就完全的，就是活现了主的他的这个生命。
And Jesus challenged all these people.
那耶稣他就挑战了这些人。
He challenged them when he went to fellowship with those who were rejected, those who were lost, those who were just regarded as sinners.
耶稣他选择向这些被拒绝还有迷失的人伸出援手。
And in doing so, Jesus brought a direct challenge into the world.
那这样做呢，他就直接的挑战这世界。
Especially to those who were rich and powerful.
尤其是那些有钱有权的人。
Do you think that you are blessed just because now you are living a comfortable life?
你是否因为过着舒适的生活而感到有福呢？
What about all the general masses who are the have-nots?
那些叫不幸的人呢？
How can they also be blessed by God?
他们要如何接受主的祝福？
And Jesus challenged each and every of these perceptions.
那耶稣他就重新的定义。
And he redefined blessed itself.
他重新的定义有福。
Blessed is not just who are now living the good life.
那有福并不只是指那些过着幸福舒适的生活的人。
He said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
耶稣说，是却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。
In doing the mission of God,Jesus challenged the world and challenged the leaders at that time.
那在就是进行主的使命的时候呢，耶稣他就挑战了当时的世界和领袖。
Now in many of our sermons on Luke this year,
那我们今年有关路加福音的讲道中，
we also repeatedly showed that Jesus mentioned servanthood many, many times.
我们都说到耶稣多次的提到当仆人的这个历程。
To be ready and vigilant servants.
要当准备好的和负警惕的仆人。
To be willing servants.
当心甘情愿的仆人。
To be servants who have faith.
当有信心的仆人。
Be servants who respond faithfully when the anointed king is coming.
当即将被选为王的还未到来的时候呢，还是以信心的去回应的仆人。
Be servants who pray hard.
当虔诚祈祷的仆人。
Be humble and responsible as a servant king.
当谦卑和负责任的仆人。
All these sermons we have spoken this year all about servanthood.
那我们今年说的讲到都是有关当仆人的历程。
Why did Jesus repeatedly talk about servanthood?
那耶稣为何不断地重复当仆人的这个历程呢？
Jesus was on a mission to challenge what does it mean?To be the people of God.
因为耶稣的使命是表现如何当神的子民。
Many Jews at that time, they pride themselves to be Abraham's descendants.
那当时许多犹太人呢，都自豪是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Oh, we are the God's chosen people.
是神甄选的子民。
But Jesus challenged and said, No, it should be servanthood.
可是耶稣却说，应该是当仆人。
It should be those who are faithful to God's word.
应该忠于神的话语。
Because that's what makes you the people of God.
那样才是神的子民。
And Jesus challenged them not just by telling them what to do.
那耶稣不只是告诉他们要如何去做。
Jesus challenged them by living out in his own life the same way that he preached.
而耶稣是以他所传教的方式来活着。
And if you remember, Jesus entering into theTemple courts, and he was driving out all those who were selling.
那耶稣他进了店，赶出里头所做买卖的人。
Then he says, "It is written," he said to them, "My house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of robbers."
对他们说，经上说，我的殿必做祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
And we know that Jesus has acted in this way because it is a response to God's word in Isaiah chapter 56.
那耶稣这样做呢，也是对主在以赛亚书第56章， 里面的话做回的回应。
So you remember Jesus said, blessed are those who hear God's word and keep it.
耶稣说，是却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。
Jesus kept the word of God in Isaiah.
耶稣依照主在以赛亚书里的话。
And then he challenged the temple, he challenged the leaders.
然后他挑战神殿的制度还有领袖。
Now I'm telling you all this to show you that all this while in the entire story of Jesus that we have been speaking about, Jesus was fulfilling the mission of God.
那我是要告诉你，在这些故事里，耶稣是在完成神的使命。
But at the end of all this,
但到了最后，
despite doing God's work,
虽然他是在进行神的事工，
we were told at the end that.The chief priests and the leaders of the laws and the leaders among the people, they were trying to kill him.
那到了最后，这些文士、百姓的尊长呢，他们都想要杀他。
Yes, Jesus was fulfilling the mission of God.
耶稣是在完成神的使命。
But his result was suffering.
但他所得到的结果是受难。
He was despised, he was betrayed, and eventually he was killed.
他被歧视，被出卖，而最终被杀害。
Now we too, we are to fulfill the mission of God. We live to fulfill the mission of God.
那我们也一样活着，是为了完成神的使命。
And we saw Jesus, the one who was running in front of us, he was living according to the mission of God.
那在我们之前的耶稣，他也是依照神的使命而活着。
But in the end, Jesus' mission led to his death.
但最后却导致他的死亡。
So, brothers and sisters, what is this about?
那弟兄姐妹，这是为什么？
Now, let me be just plain and honest at this point.
那此刻让我很直接、很坦白地告诉你。
Life is not going to be easy.If you attempt to change the order of the world,
那当你尝试改变世界的时候，这是不简单的。
But you might say, wait, hold on.
但你或许会说，慢着。
Who said anything about changing the world order?
那谁说要改变世界的顺序呢？
I thought you were talking about the mission of God and his vision for the world.
那我们不是在说神的使命和他对于世界的视野吗？
But yes, brothers and sisters, you didn't hear me wrong. It's correct.
是的，你听的没错。
If the world is just and if the world is righteous, then we will be very safe in doing God's work.
那如果这世界是公平和公正的呢？那执行神的事工就很安全。
But what if your world is corrupted by the rich and powerful?
但如果你的世界是被这些财宏势道的所腐败了呢？
What if in your world you face people who are stubborn, people who are quarrelsome, people who are self-centered?
又或者你面对的是那些顽固、喜欢争吵或者自我的人呢？
What if you face people who are resistant to change?
那些他们抗拒改变的人。
Then, brothers and sisters, as the people of God, you have a mission.
那身为神的子民，你就有一个使命。
You have a mission to shine on those who are living in darkness.Those who are in the shadow of death.
要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
You have a mission to guide their feet to the path of peace.
把他们的脚引到平安的路上。
So brothers and sisters, make no mistake.
那弟兄姐妹，没错。
In a corrupted world, then God's mission will be to change the world order.
那在腐败的世界上呢，神的使命就是改变世界的这个顺序。
To bring light into darkness.
将光带入黑暗中。
To bring peace into chaos.
混乱中使平静。
But brothers and sisters, let me repeat, therefore, life is not going to be easy when you attempt to change the world order.
但弟兄姐妹，让我重复，当你尝试改变世界的顺序时，日子将不好过。
Life is not going to be easy because the opposition will try to resist you.
那是因为抵抗你的呢，他就会尝试来攻击你。
And the easiest way for the opposition to resist you is to attack you with lies.
那最简单的方法就是以谎言来攻击你。
And this is what the religious leaders did to Jesus.
那宗教领袖呢，就是这样对付耶稣。
They accused him to Pilate to say, "We have found this man subverting our nation."
他们在比拉多前说，我们见这人诱惑国民。
He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Messiah, a king.
禁止纳税给该塞，并说自己是基督，是王。
But Luke repeatedly showed us that Jesus is innocent.
但路加却一直证明耶稣是无辜的。
Pilate repeated three times that Jesus is innocent of any crime of rebellion.
比拉多重复了三次，耶稣并没犯下叛乱之罪。
Even Herod, who previously wanted to kill Jesus, he also thinks that Jesus is innocent.
那就连之前要杀害耶稣的希律，也认为耶稣是无辜的。
Even on the cross, when there was a freedom fighter just next to Jesus, he also said the same.
那就是在十字架上，在耶稣旁边为自由而战的，也这么说。
He says that we were punished justly because we are getting what our deeds deserve.
他说，我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
But he says, but this man has done nothing wrong.
但他说，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
Yet despite his innocence, Jesus suffered and died from the attack of lies.
但即使他是清白的，耶稣依然受到和死在谎言的攻击下。
So throughout the whole Gospel of Luke,
那在路加福音中，
we saw Jesus fulfilling the mission of God.
我们看到耶稣在完成神的使命。
And in doing so, he disrupted the world order of the Jewish leaders.
那在做这一切的时候呢，他就扰乱了犹太领袖的世界顺序。
And even though we know that he is fully innocent, in fact, everybody then know that he is innocent.
那虽然大家都知道他是无辜的，
yet Jesus was attacked and killed by the lies of his enemies.
但耶稣仍然被他的敌人的谎言攻击和杀害。
Now tonight, this is the moment.
那今晚就是这一刻。
This is the moment where I ask the crucial reflection for tonight.
这一刻我要问你。
So what does this mean for us?
这对我们有什么意义？
Now in each and every sermon this year, we tell you that you are called to be the servants of God.
那在今年的讲道当中呢，我都告诉你们，我们是被神召为仆人的。
We are called to fulfill God's mission on earth, just like Jesus.
那我们就如耶稣一样，是被召在这世上完成神的使命。
And what happens when we come to this moment?
那到了这一刻，是怎么样呢？
What does this mean for us?
这对我们有什么意义？
What happens if we are also attacked for doing God's work?
那如果我们也被攻击，该怎么办呢？
And this is where we come to the last words of Jesus.
我们就来到耶稣的遗言。
Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit."
耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
And when he had said this, he breathed his last.
那说了这话，气就断了。
Now I have told you that these last words on the cross is a quote from Psalm 31 verse 5.
那我说了他的这个遗言呢，是取自诗篇第三十一篇第五节。
And the meaning of the phrase is to say that you entrust your life to God.
那这句话的意思指的就是你将你的生命交托给主。
And you believe that God will take charge, you know, whatever that will happen to you.
而你相信神会掌管一切将发生在你身上的事。
This is what this line means.
这句话指的就是这。
Now in Psalm 31, David was praying to God.
那在诗篇第三十一篇，大卫是在对神祷告。
And he was praying to God because he was persecuted by his enemies.
因为他被敌人迫害。
Now, why was David persecuted?
那大卫为何被迫害呢？
We were also told that because David was doing the mission of God.
那是因为大卫也是为了完成神的使命。
David said to Goliath,
大卫对非利士人说，
I came against you in the name of the Lord Almighty.
我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名。
And on this day the Lord will deliver you to my hands.
今日耶和华必将你交在我手里。
And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel.
使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
So David was doing the mission of God.
那大卫是在做神的使命。
But yet it was also the success of David's military exploits that led to Saul's jealousy, which eventually persecuted him.
但也是大卫军队的成功使得扫罗嫉妒并迫害他。
Now this is what I've learned so far.
那我从这里学到。
Doing the work of God doesn't make your life trouble-free.
那进行神的事工呢，并不会使你的生命毫无烦恼。
In fact, if your world is corrupt,
那实际上，如果你的世界是腐败的，
and you challenge it,
而你挑战它，
when you have to fight against the comfortable, when you have to fight against the stubborn,
当你必须挑战那些舒适而且或顽固的，
then doing the work of God.Is precisely the reason for your troubles.
那进行神的事工将是你烦恼的来源。
The more you do, the more opposition you are going to face.
你做的越多，将遇到越多阻难。
Then what then should be your response?
那你该如何回应呢？
What can we learn from Psalm 31 and from David?
我们能从诗篇第三十一篇和大卫身上学到什么呢？
David did not retaliate against Saul.
那大卫并没有反抗扫罗。
Jesus did not take revenge against the Jewish leaders.
耶稣并没对犹太领袖进行报复。
Do not be sidetracked by the opposition's agenda to focus on them. No.
那不要被敌方的议程呢误导而去着重于他们。
There are many people who started out by doing ministry.
那有许多人在做事工。
But in the end, spend all their time fighting with others.
却整天和别人争吵。
What happened to the mission of God?
那神的使命如何呢？
You cannot possibly share God's love if you are hating on others all the time.
那如果你对别人充满仇恨，你是无法分享主的爱的。
But then you might ask me.
你或许会问我。
But what if the persecution? What if my suffering is just too much to bear?
但如果迫害太难以承受呢？
I believe in Psalm 31, I found the answer.
那我在诗篇第31篇就找到了答案。
Is to take refuge in God.
就是投靠于主。
Brothers and sisters, take refuge in God.
弟兄姐妹，投靠于主。
Fulfilling the mission of God comes with opposition.
那完成神的使命呢，往往都会受到反抗。
And that leads to persecution, yes.
以致迫害。
But when the persecution is too much to bear, then David seek help from God.
当迫害太难承受的时候，大卫就求助于主。
It is okay to seek help from God.
求助于主是 OK 的。
It's okay.David said to God, "You are my rock, you are my fortress."
那大卫对主说，因为你是我的岩石，我的山寨。
For the sake of your name, please lead and guide me.
所以求你为你名的缘故引导我，指点我。
Keep me safe from the trap that is set for me, because why? You are my refuge.
求你救我脱离人为我暗设的网罗，因为你是我的保障。
Yes, brothers and sisters, take refuge in God.
是的，弟兄姐妹，投靠于主。
First, you have to be very sure that yes, you are truly doing the will of God.
那首先你必须很清楚你是在做神的旨意。
You have to stay true the mission, stay true, not by hating or feeling resentful, stay true to the mission.
你必须忠于使命，不憎恨，不感到不满。
A mission of God, after all, is a mission of love.
那神的使命呢，毕竟是爱的使命。
Stay true to the mission. Make sure that you're continuing on the mission of love. Stay true to it.
忠于这使命。
And when you stay true to the mission, you can then be sure that, yes, this persecution that you are facing is not because of you, but maybe a persecution against God himself.
那当你忠于这使命的时候呢，就意味着你受到的迫害不是对于你个人的反抗，而是对于神的反抗。
Then your call for refuge in God is legitimate. It is genuine.
那你寻求投靠呢，就是真诚的。
You say, God, I'm doing your work. You know.
你可以向主说，主，我是在进行您的事工。
And so for the sake of your name, please lead and guide me.
所以求你为你名的缘故。引导我，指点我。
David know that he bears Saul no wrong.
那大卫知道他并没有对不起扫罗。
And since this is God's own work, he says, God, you have to protect me. You are my refuge.
那因此，既然这是神的工作，神就必须保护他。
So first, be sure that you are doing the will of God.
那首先清楚你是在做神的旨意。
To be sure that yes, you are still on a mission of love.
你还是在做这个爱的使命。
Secondly, I want to tell you that if you entrust yourself to God, then you just have to entrust it all the way.
那第二就是，如果你将你自己交托于主，你就必须信任他。
And so this is why we see that David's words, they were repeated by Jesus.
因此耶稣也重复了大卫的话。
Into your hands, I just commit my spirit.
我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Deliver me, Lord, you are my faithful God.
耶和华诚实的神啊，你救赎了我。
And you have not given me into the hands of the enemy, not their hands. Your hands, God, your hands.
你未曾把我交在仇敌手里。
And you have set my feet on a spacious place.
你使我的脚站在宽阔之处。
David knows that eventually his life is not in the hands of his enemies.
那大卫他知道他的生命呢，其实并不在仇敌的手里。
His life, his spirit, it is in God's hands.
他的生命是在主手里。
But you might ask me,
你或许会问我，
But what about Jesus?
那耶稣呢？
Did he not die in the hands of the Jewish leaders?
他不是死在犹太领袖手上吗？
Now Stephen, when he died, he said the same line. He says, Jesus, into your hands I commit my spirit.
那这个死前史蒂凡他死前呢也是说了同样的话。
What about Stephen? Didn't he die the same even though he said the same lines?
那他说的这句话他不是也是死了吗？
Yes.Jesus, Stephen, and in fact many, many Christian martyrs said the same prayer, the very same line, and yet they have died in doing God's mission.
那的确，耶稣和斯提凡和许多基督这烈士，他们都做了同样的祷告，说了相同的字句，都在进行神的使命时死去。
But they died, we know, with their spirits.In the hands of God.
但他们死时呢，我们都知道，他们都将灵魂交在主手里。
We know that they do not die in vain.
我们也知道他们没有白白的牺牲。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because on Easter Sunday, that is where we declare God's vindication upon the righteous.
因为在复活节，我们宣告神为正义的洗冤。
We know because Jesus lives.
我们知道，因为耶稣活着。
And because Jesus lived, I can face tomorrow.
那因为耶稣活着，我能面对明天。
Now, when the centurion saw what has happened, that Jesus who said these lines.
那当百夫长说，当百夫长知道耶稣说这句话的时候
，He praised God and said, "Surely this is a righteous man."
他就说，这是正义的人。
Looking at Jesus and then thinking about the last lines on the cross,
看到耶稣和他在十字架上的遗言，
I suddenly realized this is what it means to live a righteous life.
我明白什么是活的正义。
What is the life that we are supposed to live?
我们应该如何的活？
To life is to live it before man and to also leave it in God's hands.
生命就是要活在人面前，交在主手里。
To live it before man, and then to leave it in God's hands.
要活在人面前，交在主手里。
To live a life, to live a righteous life, means that you must live your life with God's mission before man.
那活得正义的生命呢，指的就是以神的使命在人面前活着。
To always constantly think about the vision of God for His people.
时刻想着主对他的子民的憧憬。
And let your life before man be a testimony of that vision.
并让你的生命成为这憧憬的见证。
But yes, admittedly, when we do something challenging,
但当你做艰难的事时，
there will be many difficulties beyond us.
你将面对许多困难。
We may ruffle the feathers of those who want things to remain the same, remain stable, remain comfortable.
那你可能会得罪那些要平稳和舒适生活的人。
In fact, the bigger the vision of God, the stronger the opposition will be.
那其实神的目标越大呢，面对的反抗会越强。
The theme for this year, our giant banner, is about living your life.
那今年这讲到的主题呢，是有关活你的生命。
And you may find that it gets harder the more you try to align your life with God's vision.
那你越将自己和主的这个目标一致，就会越艰难。
Should we give up?
你该放弃吗？
Or maybe should we retaliate?
或者你该报复吗？
We may be tempted to do either of this in order to save our lives.
你或许会为了拯救你的生命去做这些。
Maybe if we give up, we can save ourselves from the troubles.
如果你放弃，你就能避免这些麻烦。
Maybe if we retaliate, then we can defend ourselves.
或者能就是防卫自己。
But Jesus said, "Those who wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow me."
但耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，生命或作灵魂下，同必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
We cannot give up.
我们不能放弃。
We cannot retaliate.
我们不能报复。
We cannot choose to live a life that will be different from God's vision.
但我们不能背弃神的使命。
What we want is God's righteousness, not self-righteousness.
我们要的是神的正义，而不是自以为是。
Our calling is to be God's faithful servant, and then to live a life that is worthy of that calling.
那我们的召唤就是当主忠诚的仆人，活得比配那召唤的生命。
Now tonight, what I learned from Jesus is simple.
那今晚我从耶稣所学到的很简单。
Is that we have to live our life according to God. We must live out this life.
我们必须照主的话语活着。
This is something that we have to do before God, before man.
这是我们在人之前该做的。
But then at the same time, we must just leave our life in God's hands.
但同时我们也必须将生命交在神手上。
And this means that we have to trust God. We have to just God, just take care of all the things, all the negative opposition, I leave it to you.
那这意味着我们得相信主会安排好所有的负面的反抗。
Now, trusting God may seem like doing nothing.
那相信主或许像什么都不做。
But actually, that is the most important thing to do if you want to persevere on in God's mission.
但其实这却是你要坚持于使命上最重要的一件事。
This is life.
这就是生命。
To live it before man, and then just to leave it in God's hands.
活在人面前，交在主手里。
These two actions need to go hand in hand.
那这两件事呢，必须相呼应。
Only when we leave it to God to take care of our lives, then we will have this courage, and even to have this freedom to just live our life according to God.
那只有当你将你的生命交托于主， 你才会有勇气，还有这自由，来按照主的旨意活出你的生命。
Now, following the word of God,
那遵循主的话语
and fulfilling His mission,
还有完成他的使命
it doesn't mean that it has to be wow, something as big as wow, saving the world like Jesus. No, it doesn't have to be, mean that.
那他不是不只是指像耶稣一样拯救世界做这么重大的事。
Jesus also did many small things but with big implications.
那耶稣也做了许多意义深远的小事。
Like eating with sinners.
如和罪人一起进餐。
Like respecting little children.
尊重小朋友。
Like forgiving his enemies.
原谅敌人。
We too can do the same.
我们也一样能做到。
We challenge worldly values when we care for our mates or the foreign workers.
那当你关怀你的女佣还有外劳的时候，你就是在挑战这世俗的价值观。
We challenge worldly values when we refuse to join the rat race, whether in the work or in school.
那当你不愿参与这工作上或者学业上的这些竞争的时候，你就是在挑战世俗的眼光。
So it's not a matter of big things and small things.
所以不是在于大事或是小事。
But just in doing what is right in the eyes of God in the moment when it is necessary.
而是在关键的时刻做神眼中对的事。
Even if it takes sacrifice.
就算是牺牲也是如此。
You just have to leave it in God's hands.
你就必须交托于神手。
In 1996,
在1996年
there was yet another mass massacre from gun violence in Australia.
那澳大利亚又有一起机械的屠杀。
And then the government at that time decided to just toughen their resolve.
那当时的政府就硬下心来。
The Australian government decided to just enact very tough, sweeping gun control laws.
定下了重大管制机械的法律。枪械的律法。
Now, but because of the major protests at that time,
但由于当时人民的抗议
，many of the conservative politicians later lost their seats during the re-election.
那许多保守派的这个议员呢，就在过后的选举都输了。
Then 15 years down the road,
那15年后
，someone interviewed one of them.
就有人访问其中一名当时的这个议员。
Do you regret your decision?
问他你是否后悔你的决定呢
？Because you have committed political suicide when doing what you did.
因为你的决定害死了你当时的政治生涯。
Then he replied, "Say yes, we paid a high political price."
那他就回答说：“是的，我付出了昂贵的政治代价。
”He says, "But we did the right thing."
但我们做了对的事。
Since then, for almost two decades,
那之后几乎二十年
，there were no more massacres from gun violence.
再也没有
in Australia.
那在澳大利亚呢，就再也没有因为枪械的大屠杀。
Then he said, "How much is a life worth?"
他就问到，生命值多少呢？
Now, to me, I saw in this the courage to live, to live even according to God.
那我看见的什么是活着的勇气。
But I also see the courage to just let go.
我也看见了放下的勇气。
To let go, whatever come what may.
放下，无论前景如何。
Tonight, we learn from Jesus in Psalm 31.
那今晚我们从诗篇第三十一篇里学到
，If we do God's work and live the life that we should live，
那如果你执行主的事工，过着你应该过着的生活
，Sometimes you just have to leave all the rest of the things in God's hands。
有时你必须将一切都交托于主。
Tonight, as we remember Jesus on the cross。
今晚，当我们想起耶稣在十字架上
，We bear witness to a man who died because he was living according to God's word.
我们见证一位因按照主的话语活着而死去的人。
But then we are reminded by his last words.
那我们也记起他的遗言。
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Let us also just commit our spirits to God.
让我们也将我们的灵魂交在主手上。
So that we too live a life that is worth living.
然后活出有价值的生命。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, into your hands we commit our spirit. Guide us, lead us, be our refuge. And with courage, we fulfill your mission, the vision for this world. We live because you love us. All this we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.